If you're doing any type of dieting, if you're doing paleo, if you're doing Atkins, if you're doing keto, if you're doing anything, any diet that you have seen or done or anything, just remember, you're in a calorie deficit. Let's talk about it.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos, with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see you and your smiling face. Whatever you're doing in the world, I hope you're crushing it. I hope you're conquering it. I hope you are delivering. I hope you're doing great, guys. 26 weeks. It's been 26 weeks since I tore my Achilles. I am jumping 30 inches on a box. I am swinging 32 kilograms. I am squatting 185 to 200 pounds on the regular. So I feel pretty good. Thank you guys so much for all the prayers. Thank you so much for all the comments. Thank you so much, God, for everything that you have given me, the Lord, man. I feel great. God, you guys, everybody, thank you so much. I'm excited. I'm pumped. I just everything. I just feel great. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for everybody. I feel pumped, as you can tell. Man, I started getting into a prayer right there. That's okay. I feel good about it. I love it. I just want people to realize that you will go through tough times. You will overcome them, but you got to pray. You got to believe. If you don't believe, then what's the point? That's what I think. Anyways, let's get to it. If you are dieting, guess what? I don't want you to be just dieting. I want you to watch what you're eating. I want you to be in a calorie deficit. I don't want you to do any diet. Did you know the other day I looked this up and it has changed. It has changed drastically since I first started training. So I started training 18 years ago, a little over 18 years ago, is when I first had my very first client in Midland, Texas. There was 20,000 diets at the time. Diets. If you Google diets at the time, how many diets were there? And I think I used Yahoo when I looked this up. 20,000. Now there's over 80,000. Now I'm sure there's more than that, but go and look if you get a chance. I know it's over 80, maybe even more, but who knows? I know it's close to that number. Diets don't work, guys. You know what does work though? A calorie deficit. So if you are eating paleo, paleo is real big. It's a fad. It was a big fad. What, how many years ago? 10 years ago. Atkins was an even bigger fad 13 years ago, 14 years ago. Now you have keto, and I don't hear anybody ever talk about keto anymore, because what we like to do is we like to do fads. That's our thing, right? That's what Americans do. We are fad people. We like something to happen really quickly, because now what's the fad? Now the fad is you better get a shot, right? There's all these different shots. I don't know what. There's so many different ones. I can't even name them all now. But you know what I'm talking about. Those shots that help you get skinny that are for diabetics. I'm not judging you if you had to take them. I'm not saying that they're bad. I think they work for those that really, 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 really need them. But if you just need to stop eating like a jerk, you don't need it, right? You don't need it. But the big thing is now there's just a fad. Everything's a fad. So if you're doing keto, guess what? You're in a calorie deficit. You've had to cut out carbohydrates. You've had to cut out some food, some sugars. If you go to Whole30, that was another fad, still is a fad. You do something for 30 days, you cut out what? Sugars, carbs, not all carbs. I'm talking about bad carbs. I'm talking about processed carbs. I'm talking about going through the drive-thru. I'm talking about those type of carbs. You know what carbs I'm talking about. Don't be sarcastic about it. Don't be like, well, Mr. Andrew, you don't know. You don't know. It helped me lose 100 pounds. Good for you. But guess what? When you got off of it, when you stopped doing it, did you gain weight? Yes, you gained weight. Stop it. I don't let you off easy. I want fitness to be a part of your life. I want strength training to be a part of your life. I want walking to be part of your life. I want getting stronger to be part of your life. I don't care if you're 30 years old, 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old, 70 years old, 80 years old. If you want it bad enough, you'll get it. If you want it bad enough, you'll go get it. So stop with the excuses. Every stinking diet cuts out something. Why not just adjust? Why not cut out alcohol for a month, 2 months, 3 months? Why not cut out, stop going out to eat as much? Eat at home. Heck, have a sandwich. Heck, have a bowl of cereal. Not two, I said a bowl. Everything is in moderation, but I think at some time, at some point, we as people have gotten soft on ourselves. I'm not looking for six-pack, people. I'm not looking for being on stage. I'm looking just for consistency. If you got a little fluff, that's okay. That fluff can go, right? So stop making excuses. You have kids. I have kids too. I know what it's like to be busy. I know what it's like to have to do this or have to do that or don't want to do that. Yeah, I'm a trainer. I'm a coach. But there's days I don't want to even talk to anybody. Oh, gosh, you people, you make me laugh. I love you, but you make me laugh. You make things so stinking hard on yourself. Stop picking diets. They all work for a short period of time, and then your life changes. I know there's a diet out there. I can't remember the name, and I should have wrote it down. But there's a diet where, I think it's the Warrior Diet, where you actually eat all your calories at night. So you don't eat throughout the day. You eat every single stinking calorie at night when you get home. And then you don't eat for the rest of the day or night or anything like that. It's just a 1 hour sitting of just eating. Now, if that works for you, it works for some. I don't even know. I can't name anybody that's been on the Warrior Diet, but I'm sure there's one dude out there. Let's talk about 75 hard. Here's another one. 75 hard. Do I agree with it? Yes. Do I think it works? Yes. How long? 75 days. Oh, man. I say these things sarcastically only because I know how you work. I know who you are. I know what you're trying to accomplish. 75 days is great. It's a great kicker. It's awesome. It's a fad. Everything's a fad. In fitness, everything is a fad. We moved the gym around this last week, and I looked at all the equipment. We've made a full stinking circle into fitness, and it's the same thing over again. Kettlebells are popular again. I've used kettlebells for my entire career now, and it's popular again. Hip thrust. Everybody's hip thrusting. Guess what? Beginning of my career, hip thrusts. Everything makes full circle. So if you're doing a diet, guess what? You're just eating less calories. Eat less calories. I'm not saying eating 1,200 calories. I don't know where that number came from. I'm just saying eat less. Don't eat so much. Don't buy junk food. Try it. I'm telling you, you're going to start losing weight because you're eating less calories. You're not eating as much. Go for walks at night. Talk to your spouse at night. Go for a walk. Enjoy them. Strength train. Lift some kettlebells. Get in there. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop it. I know this. I know. And a lot of times people don't understand, and I'm talking to you, and I'm talking to people, and I'm talking to everybody. You don't get it. This fitness thing is not just a temporary thing. Fitness is for life. If I could get to train with you and you train with me for twice a week for the next 20 years, what would that do to you? How would you feel? How much stronger would you be? Twice a week. Think about it. Twice. That's nothing. You start adding in 3 days a week. How you feel now, man? I'm telling you. I think a lot of times you make an excuse for no reason, and the biggest barrier that you have in your entire life is you. So stop. Stop it. Stop. I can't. I have days where I cannot stand gym fitness. I can't, because people get so stuck on the same bloody thing over and over and over and over again. Change it up, people. Have some fun. Stop being so boring. Leave that to me. Leave the boredom to me. Oh, man, I feel good today. I hope you're feeling good, whatever you're doing in the world. I really do. I want what's best for you. I want you to continue to strive to be the best. Just remember, any diet that you're picking, stick with it, but stick with it for a long time. Stop getting off of it. Stick with it. Make it part of your life. Diet, that's the fancy word for lifestyle. That's all it is. Lifestyle nutrition, lifestyle and progress, lifestyle, lifestyle, lifestyle. So the next time that you're eating paleo or you're eating keto or you're doing Atkins or you're doing these things, just remember, I understand that you as a person have to have a plan. The best plan that you can have is write everything down, know what you're intaking, log your food, and you'll start losing weight. It's that simple. Strength train. Get strong. Join a class. Train with a trainer. Spend some money and get after it. Because the best investment that you can have is your health. If you're healthy, you can do so many things in your life. Come on, people. Come on. All right, that's all I got for you today. I got to go. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this sick beat.
See you later.